Week 8, Friday, Readings.
Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Indeed, how good is the Lord! Bless his holy name. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Indeed, how good is the Lord! Bless his holy name. God has spoken by his prophets, spoken his unchanging word, each from age to age proclaiming, God the One, the righteous Lord, mid the world's despair and turmoil, one firm anchor holdeth fast. God is King, his throne eternal, God the first, and God the last. God hath spoken by Christ Jesus, Christ the everlasting Son, brightness of the Father's glory, with the Father ever one. Spoken by the Word incarnate, God of God ere time began, light of light to earth descending, man revealing God to man. Do not reject my plea, O God, for wicked men assail me. Psalm 54. O God, listen to my prayer, do not hide from my pleading, attend to me and reply, with my cares I cannot rest. I tremble at the shouts of the foe, at the cries of the wicked, for they bring down evil upon me, they assail me with fury. My heart is stricken within me, death's terror is on me, trembling and fear fall upon me, and horror overwhelms me. Oh, that I had wings like a dove, to fly away and be at rest, so I would escape far away and take refuge in the desert. I would hasten to find a shelter from the raging wind, from the destructive storm, O Lord, and from their plotting tongues. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Do not reject my plea, O God, for wicked men assail me. The Lord will free us from the hand of our enemies and from those who wish us harm. Psalm 54 continued. For I can see nothing but violence and strife in the city. Night and day they patrol high on the city walls. It is full of wickedness and evil, it is full of sin. Its streets are never free from tyranny and deceit. If this had been done by an enemy, I could bear his taunts. If a rival had risen against me, I could hide from him. But it is you, my own companion, my intimate friend. How close was the friendship between us! We walked together in harmony in the house of God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord will free us from the hand of our enemies, and from those who wish us harm. Entrust your cares to the Lord, and he will support you. As for me, I will cry to God, and the Lord will save me. Evening, morn, and at noon, I will cry and lament. He will deliver my soul in peace, in the attack against me, for those who fight me are many, but he hears my voice. God will hear and will humble them, the eternal judge, for they will not amend their ways, they have no fear of God. The traitor has turned against his friends, he has broken his word, his speech is softer than butter, but war is in his heart. His words are smoother than oil, but they are naked swords. Entrust your cares to the Lord, and he will support you. He will never allow the just man to stumble. But you, O God, will bring them down to the pit of death. Deceitful and bloodthirsty men shall not live half their days. O Lord, I will trust in you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Entrust your cares to the Lord, and he will support you. My son, pay attention to my wisdom. Listen carefully to my words of prudence. A reading from the book of Job, chapter 12. Then Job replied and said, "Doubtless you are the voice of the people, and when you die, wisdom will die with you. I can reflect as deeply as ever you can. I am in no way inferior to you. And who, for that matter, has not observed as much? A man becomes a laughingstock to his friends if he cries to God and expects an answer. The blameless, innocent, occurs only mockery. Add insult to injury, think the prosperous. Strike the man now that he is staggering. And yet the tents of brigands are left in peace, and those who challenge God live in safety and make a god of their two fists. If you would learn more, ask the cattle. Seek information from the birds of the air. The creeping things of earth will give you lessons, and the fishes of the sea will tell you all. There is not one such creature but will know this state of things is all of God's own making. He holds in his power the soul of every living thing, and the breath of each man's body. The ear is a judge of speeches, is it not? Just as the palate can tell one food from another. Wisdom is found in the old, and discretion comes with great age. But in him there is wisdom and power too, and decision no less than discretion. What he destroys, none can rebuild. Whom he imprisons, none can release. Is there a drought? He has checked the waters. Do they play havoc with the earth? He has let them loose. In him is strength, in him resourcefulness. Beguiler and beguiled are both alike his slave. He robs the country's counsellors of their wits, turns judges into fools. His hands untie the belt of kings and bind a rope about their loins. He makes priests walk barefoot and overthrows the powers that are established. He strikes the cleverest speakers dumb and robs old men of their discretion. He pours contempt on the nobly born and unties the girdle of the strong. He robs the depths of their darkness, brings deep shadow to the light. He builds a nation up, then strikes it down, or makes a people grow, and then destroys it. He strips a country's leaders of their judgment, and leaves them to wander in trackless waste, to grope about in unlit darkness, and totter like a man in liquor. Responsory: In God there is wisdom and power too, and decision no less than discretion. What he destroys, none can rebuild. Whom he imprisons, none can release. Once he has decided, who can change his mind? Whatever he plans, he carries out. What he destroys, none can rebuild. Whom he imprisons, none can release. A reading from the commentary of Pope St. Gregory the Great on the Book of Job. Quote, "He who is mocked by his neighbour, as I am, will call upon God, and he will answer him." End of quote. Often the frail mind, acclaimed for its good actions by the breath of human regard, dissipates itself in outward delights, so that it lays aside what it inwardly desires and is willing to lie loosely in external things to which it hearkens. It delights not so much in becoming as being called blessed, and because it longs for the words of applause, it ceases to strive after what it had begun to be, and so the very means through which it appeared to be commendable in God sever it from God. But sometimes it perseveres in good works with a constant heart, and yet is pushed hard by the scoffing of men. It does admirable deeds, and gets only abuse. And he who might have been encouraged to come out of himself by commendation is repulsed by insults and returns back again into himself. He establishes himself the more firmly in God, as he finds no place else where he may rest in peace, for all his hope is fixed in his Creator. Amid ridicule and abuse, he implores only the interior witness. His soul in distress becomes God's neighbour, in proportion as he is a stranger to the favour of man's esteem. So he pours himself out in prayer, and, hard-pressed from without, is refined with a more perfect purity to enter more deeply into all that is interior. Therefore, it is well said at this time, he who is mocked by his neighbour, as I am, will call upon God, and he will answer him. For though the wicked may reproach the soul of the good, yet the good are showing them whom to seek as witness of their actions. And while the soul of the good strengthens itself with compunction in prayer, it is united within itself in the hearing of the Most High, in the very act that severs it from the approval of men outside itself. But we should note how thoughtfully are inserted the words, "as I am," for there are some men who are downcast at the ridicule of their fellow men, and yet they are not the kind of man to be heard by the ears of God. For when they are ridiculed because of their sin, surely they gain no virtuous merit from that mocking. Quote, "For the upright man's simplicity is laughed to scorn." End of quote. It is the wisdom of this world to conceal one's feelings with pretense, to veil the sense with words, to show things that are false as true, and to make out as fallacious what is true. But on the other hand, it is the wisdom of the righteous to pretend nothing in show, to discover the meaning by words, to love the truth as it is, to avoid falsehood, to set forth goods freely, to bear evil more gladly than to do it, to seek no revenge of a wrong, to count ill repute as a gain for the truth's sake. But this simplicity of the righteous is laughed to scorn, because the goodness of purity is taken for folly by the wise men of this world. For doubtless everything that is done from innocence is counted foolish by them, and whatever truth sanctions in practice sounds weak to carnal wisdom. Responsory from Psalm 118. I hate the paths of falsehood. Your word is a lamp for my steps and a light for my path. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the message of eternal life. Your word is a lamp for my steps and a light for my path. Let us pray. In your mercy, Lord, direct the affairs of men so peaceably that your church may serve you in tranquility and joy. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.